From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message called The Folly of Hardening the Heart Against God, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Our text is chapter 11, verses 1 through 20. Having conquered the cities in the southern part of Canaan, Joshua now turned northward. Jabin, the king of Hazor, united kings of the northern cities to fight against the Israelites. That army was equipped with iron chariots designed to terrify enemies. Yet the Lord commanded Joshua to fight against them and not to fear, and in the ensuing battle, the Lord gave Israel a great victory. In applying this account to the unsaved, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the danger of ignoring the plain teaching of God's Word and of hardening one's heart against warnings of impending judgment upon sin. Jabin knew well what the Lord had done in the south, yet he deliberately chose to fight against God and lost. Many a lost person has heard enough of the gospel to know what he ought to do. Like Jabin, many harden their hearts and refuse to repent and come to Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Mark chapter 1 and verse 30. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. Very interesting is this little peep into the house of the apostolic fisherman. We see at once that household joys and cares are no hindrance to the full exercise of ministry, nay, that since they furnish an opportunity for personally witnessing the Lord's gracious work upon one's own flesh and blood, they may even instruct the teacher better than any other earthly discipline. Papists and other sectaries may decry marriage, but true Christianity and household life agree well together. Peter's house was probably a poor fisherman's hut, but the Lord of glory entered it, lodged in it, and wrought a miracle in it. Should these words be heard this morning in some very humble cottage, let this fact encourage the inmates to seek the company of King Jesus. God is oftener in little huts than in rich palaces. Jesus is looking round your room now, and is waiting to be gracious to you. Into Simon's house sickness had entered. Fever in a deadly form had prostrated his mother-in-law. And as soon as Jesus came, they told him of the sad affliction, and he hastened to the patient's bed. Have you any sickness in the house this morning? You will find Jesus by far the best physician. Go to him at once and tell him all about the matter. Immediately lay the case before him. It concerns one of his people, and therefore will not be trivial to him. Observe that at once the Savior restored the sick woman. None can heal as he does. We may not make sure that the Lord will at once remove all disease from those we love, but we may know that believing prayer for the sick is far more likely to be followed by restoration than anything else in the world. And where this avails not, we must meekly bow to His will, by whom life and death are determined. The tender heart of Jesus waits to hear our griefs. Let us pour them into His patient ear.
He had his mercy.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Today, really imagine the shock waves that went through the entire area with the fall of Jericho, and especially the nature of its fall. Jericho has been called the oldest fortified city ever excavated. It's the oldest fortified city known to man. Its walls were a wonder of the world in those days. Its defenses were apparently impregnable. And yet they heard how Joshua didn't even have to sling a shot against those mighty walls. He didn't have to have one soldier try to scale those walls. He didn't have one try to set them on fire. God simply sank them into the ground, and they went up straight every man before them. Now the shock of that going through the nations was truly tremendous. They'd heard also of the great sweeping victories the Lord had given to Israel, every one of them testifying to the power of God on behalf of His people. Jabin knew, as surely as he knew his own name, Jabin knew that he was not only going out to fight Joshua, who was demonstrably a great general and a great leader of men. He was not only going out to fight Israel, which had demonstrated its prowess in the field of battle, but he was going out to fight against the Lord God Jehovah. But he determined to fight on to his own destruction. Our text tells us when he heard, he became more obstinate. I was thinking as I read this, he was hardened by the very news, or kind of news, that had brought the Gibeonites to sue for peace. When he heard what they heard, instead of it bringing him humbly to sue for peace, it made him hard in his heart. And then verse 20 tells us that the Lord left him to the dictates of his own heart. It was of the Lord to harden his heart. In other words, God did not intervene with any supernatural grace. Jabin and his friends were willfully wicked, willfully rebellious, and the Lord allowed them to remain that way. Verse 1, therefore, says, Jabin hardened his heart. Verse 20 tells us, God confirmed him in that state. Now, that is a very serious thought. It has a very pertinent message for any congregation. That's one I want to leave with you today. The message of this text can be very easily summed up in the words of Proverbs 29 and 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I want today from this passage to talk to you very simply and very seriously about the folly of hardening the heart against God and His Word. Let me note from this passage first that Jabin had heard enough to make his duty plain. Jabin had heard of the doings of the Lord. He had heard of the covenant of God with Israel. He had heard of how the Lord had put His covenant into effect. He had heard how God had destroyed every foe that had stood against the progress of His people. He had also heard how in mercy God had allowed peace with the Hivites of Gibeon. He had heard how generously those enemies had been treated, how well they had been received. He had heard indeed that Joshua had come to their aid when they had become the target of hatred and oppression from their neighbors. Jabin had heard all of this. And yet, he took his decision to fight the Lord. He knew what he ought to do. He had heard enough, indeed he had heard far more than the Gibeonites had ever heard. It was enough to make them know what they ought to do to escape with their lives. He had heard what God had done more than sufficient to show him what a wise man ought to do. We know this from Scripture. Way back in chapter 2, starting in verse 9, we read the words of Rahab to the spies. Now, at that time, she tells us, that was before the children of Israel had actually begun to conquer the land. at that time, she tells us they had already heard enough to make them tremble and fear and to know that God had given them the land. She said unto the spies, I know the Lord hath given you the land, and your terror is fallen upon us. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea when you came out of Egypt. We have heard what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan. And as soon as we had heard these things, our own heart did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. That's the kind of thing that was being said throughout the land. Jabin was no stranger to these truths. He had heard them. He had heard of the power of God and how fatal it was to oppose that power. He had heard of the mercy of God and how freely that mercy was extended in the case of the Gibeonites. Now the implications of all this were abundantly plain. Wisdom and duty coincided here, and they pointed to one course of action. Jabin knew enough from what he had heard to choose the right course, but he didn't, and perished for his trouble. Human nature, of course, never changes. Millions today are doing the very thing that Jabin did. They hear the word of God. They hear of God's holiness, God's law, and God's judgment. Even more, they hear of God's grace and God's mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. They read and hear from Scripture the examples of sinners receiving mercy and the records of the impenitent receiving destruction. Perhaps I should say that's not just true of the millions, but it's true of people brought up in churches just like this. And it's true of people in this very meeting. You have heard enough to save the world. You have heard enough to be absolutely sure of what you ought to do in the light of eternity. You have not been denied the Word of God. You've grown up with a Bible in every room of your home. You've grown up with the Bible's message ringing in your ears every week of your life. Some of you, every day of your life. You know the mighty power of God. You know the mighty judgment of God. You know the power and majesty of the law of God. You know there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. You know of the place called Calvary and the atoning blood that Jesus shed for the forgiveness of our sins. You know of the empty tomb. You know of the invitation of grace. You know of the fate of the ungodly. And of the joyous life forever of those whom Jesus saves. From all this, it's clear what you ought to do. The Bible tells us, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live. Isn't that simple enough? Incline your ear. Listen carefully. And act upon what you hear. What is the action that is required in the light of all you have ever heard of the God of the Bible and the Christ of the Bible and the salvation of the Bible? What is the action that is required? Come unto me. That's the action. Hear, and your soul shall live. Your duty is plain. The path of wisdom is plain. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The Lord Jesus put it in the simplest and most straightforward of terms when He says, repent and believe the gospel. Turn from the path of your sin. Turn from the ungodly rebellion. Turn from the folly that's leading you to hell. Turn from the way of the wicked. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Come to Him. Take Him at His word. Believe the gospel. Take this book of God and before heaven, earth, and hell, and bear your testimony according to John 3. I set my seal to this. God is true, and I believe Him. That's the thing to do. That's the thing to do. That's the wise thing to do. As I pointed out, Jabin was known as the wise one. Sadly for him, he did not live up to his name. Because I note, not only did Jabin heard enough to know what to do, but Jabin hardened his heart against all that he heard. He hardened his heart against all that he heard. Nothing moved the heart of this man to repent. Not the message of God's holiness and God's judgment. He heard that, but he remained unmoved. He heard the story of God's mercy, but he remained unmoved. There were times when his own knees, like those of Belshazzar, knocked together in fear and his heart pounded with terror. There were times, I have no doubt, that he could hardly sleep in his bed at night for the fear of the awful fate that threatened him and his people. But even the trembling of his own heart didn't move him. Nothing moved him to repentance. He hardened his heart against all that he heard.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.